Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Ignite 2016 Friday session. My name is Fan Guangkong, product manager from OneNote team. Today, we're going to walk you through a new way to extend your OneNote functionalities through Office add-ins for OneNote. Here is today's agenda. We'll first give you an overview of OneNote-supported extensibility scenarios. We will then discuss different frameworks and APIs you could utilize to customize your OneNote. We'll then deep dive into the Office add-in for OneNote APIs and demos, and to show you how can you build and deploy an Office add-in to OneNote. We'll then leave about 10 minutes for questions and answers at the end of the session. Since OneNote first released till now, there are about 3 extensibility scenarios being supported. The first one is about allow any third party programmatically send and retrieve content to and from OneNote. The second one is about enable any third party to put in their interactive web objects into OneNote Canvas. The third one is about to support the third party to extend the OneNote UIs and functionalities. Let's take a look at the first scenario: capture and retrieve content. As you already know, one of the most important OneNote value is to help user to be able to capture, manage, and recall their digital memories. These informations often coming from different channels, from different applications running on different platforms. For example, you're browsing the web, you're reading news, you wanted to clip and collect a news to OneNote for future reference. For a scenario like this, what you really need is not to jot down or write down your notes by yourself. What you want is to have a way to collect information around you and be able to send to OneNote. To satisfy this scenario, we've built a set of HTTP REST-based APIs, which allows your application to call directly without need to have OneNote client installed or involved into the whole process. Since API are HTTP REST-based, your application can be built from any technology, for example, .NET, JavaScript plus HTML, and so on. The API allows your application to enumerate the existing notebooks and traverse notebook hierarchies, read notebooks, sections, section groups, and retrieve content or send content to the OneNote page. The API support both OneDrive or OneDrive for Business, so your application, no matter where your notebook are stored at, you can operate on them. These API authenticate through the standard OAuth 2.0 and support both Microsoft account or Azure Active Directory ID sign-in. To get more information about the OneNote HTTP REST-based APIs, you can access dev.onenote.com to get code samples, documentations from there. Since we released the API, a lot of third parties build their solutions and applications based on that. For example, Epson and Brother released their scanner hardware, which allows user to scan the document and send directly to OneNote from the scanner hardware. Not only third party, but also first party application internal Microsoft, such as Office Lens, which is the app, can help you to capture the whiteboard intelligently, enhance the picture, and send it to OneNote. It's built upon the OneNote HTTP REST-based APIs. Now, I'd like to give you a demo of OneNote Clipper, a OneNote REST API empowered application can help you to capture web content and send directly to OneNote. Okay, assume that you're a school IT administrator. You're investigating the Microsoft in-education offerings on the web. You see this interesting video from YouTube, which is talking about the Microsoft in-education offerings. You wanted to capture it for future reference. What you can do is you can use this JavaScript-based Edge extension called OneNote Clipper. The first time you use it, it asks you to sign in either from your MSA account or your work or school account, which will decide where you wanted to put the capture content to. So once you sign in, the application will call the OneNote REST-based API to retrieve all your existing notebooks stored on your OneDrive or OneDrive for Business, and also traverse the hierarchy of the notebook and list the sections within a particular notebook that you selected. This way, you can decide where you put the content to. So I decided to put it to the Ignite 2016 Microsoft Education section. So once I click on this clip button, what happened on background is the application will wrap the web page in HTML format and then clean it up and hand it over to the OneNote REST-based APIs. And the API will then take the HTML version of that page and put it into the OneNote storage. The whole process is not involved for your OneNote client at all. Let's take a look. So now I'm using the OneNote online to browse the page. As you can see, the page is already there in your notebook. So now you see how powerful and how easy to use the OneNote HTTP REST-based API to capture the content and retrieve the content from OneNote. Now let's take a look at the second scenario about embed interactive web object into OneNote Canvas. When capturing information, a lot of those objects today are coming from web. Back to 1 year ago, when you send those web objects into OneNote, OneNote can only represent them either through a static hyperlink or a static image or a combination of those two. What this means is that when you consume this content, you have to switch back and forth between your OneNote content and the web browser, which is not very intuitive and convenient. Since this year, OneNote started to support all embed experiences for sets of whitelisted web sites and web content providers. What this means is that if you put web object coming from those websites, the object being captured and stored in OneNote can still keep interactive. For example, the one that we just sent to OneNote from the web is a YouTube video. And now I can play this YouTube video directly from within OneNote without leaving it. This is quite nice. Customers love it. And I'll give you another example. Rapid is a powerful tool that teacher who is teaching coding can use to create live interactive code snippet from cloud directly without need to set up any of the coding environment. So now, teacher who is using OneNote to do their lesson plan can directly put these code snippets within OneNote and still keep it can be interactive and executable directly from OneNote. What we need to do is to just copy the hyperlink, then paste it to OneNote. OneNote will automatically transform the hyperlink into the live executable code snippet, as you can see from the web. So when students actually consume this lesson plan, they can execute the code, see the result directly within OneNote. They can even modify the code and play around with it. They can also make their own version of it, For example, I can change the code and say now it's ignite presenting time. And I run the code, it's changed. So the problem is, I always switch to number 4. Sorry, should be number 5. So the problem is, this number? Yeah, okay. So the problem is that to support these scenarios, we need OneNote team to do client and server side code change, and also need the third party to support a set of web standards such as OEmbed or OpenGraph, which is not scalable for most of your organization's needs. So fortunately, we've developed a common solution that's allow any third party to be able to embed their interactive web object into OneNote Canvas based on your own way. This solution now is part of the Office add-in for OneNote framework, which we're going to walk you through how to do it in a couple of slides later. So now let's take a look at the third extensibility scenario about extend OneNote client functionality. Since OneNote 2003 to OneNote 2013, the application is a fully desktop-oriented application. We developed the common add-in technology, which allows the third-party developer to customize the OneNote command ribbon UI, and also adding more functionalities to OneNote client. Since we released this technology, developers love it and build thousands of add-ins based on that. OneNote today is a fully cross-platform application. So the challenge is, how can we take these scenarios and can make it work across the OneNote client? So today, we are introducing you the new way to customize your OneNote and allow any third party to embed their rich interactive object into OneNote Canvas through Office add-in for OneNote. Now I'd like to invite Han, senior engineer from OneNote team, to show some details of how to do this.
Hello? Okay. Hi, my name is Han from OneNote team. I'm a software engineer. Today I'm going to talk about what Office add-in is and how OneNote integrates with it. What is Office add-in? Office add-in is a way to extend functionalities of Office client, such as Word, PowerPoint, Excel, Outlook, and now OneNote. It does it by providing various extension points that together enable ways to create rich and compelling scenarios. Office add-in is a cross-platform, which means an add-in written a developer only needs to write one add-in that will run across all OneNote clients. It will run in Windows, Mac, iOS, web, and Android. Office add-in is composed of a manifest file and a web page. Web page is what defines the UI and functionalities of the add-in using HTML and JavaScript. A manifest file is what includes all the information that is necessary to activate OneNote Office add-in inside of Office clients. It includes information like the URL of the web page that you want to insert. It includes information like the extension point and the appearance of the add-in and also permissions, and also includes a URL, which I mentioned. OneNote provides three ways to extend OneNote, provides three extension points that can extend OneNote. One is commands, another is content, and lastly, task pane. Commands allows to customize ribbon menu as well as the right context menu that can execute actions to OneNote. Once the commands is activated inside of OneNote, it is associated to the user, which means the same commands will appear in all instances of OneNote across all devices. In commands, you can customize the entire tab and a new group and a new button, or you can even modify the existing tab like home tab or insert tab by adding a group or adding buttons to it. Content is what allows to insert an interactive web object inside OneNote page, which is saved, and you can share the notebook to other users so that they can collaborate together. Lastly, task pane is a tool with an interactive UI that brings extra functionalities into OneNote, which can be integrated to the command so that, for example, a button in a command can be used to launch a task pane. Now I'm going to demo how easy it is to bring an existing web page into OneNote as a form of content add-in. So this is a web page where you can enter a formula. So I'm going to enter a very simple formula, and it draws the graph for you. I'm going to show how easy it is to bring this web page as a content add-in. So this is the manifest file that I mentioned, which has all the information that is necessary to activate that web page inside of OneNote. So on the top right, it says XSI type equal. This is where you specify which type of extension point it's going to be. It's going to be a content add-in, so I'm going to say a content app. And in here, you also specify where it's going to be activated. So here I'm going to say notebook, which means it's for OneNote. And this is where you specify the URL of that web page you just saw. And because this is a content add-in, you need to specify the width and height so that when it's inserted, it has the right proportion. And it has other information like permissions. And just like that, you just created a manifest file that can bring a web page inside OneNote. So let's try it. So this is an entry point that OneNote provides so you can sideload a local manifest file. So the manifest that I just worked with was graph my equation. And just like that, it got inserted into OneNote web page. A OneNote client. So I'm going to, just like that, accidentally deleted it. Oops, okay. So it works like just you expected. So because this content add-in, so if I refresh it, what what you will see is that the content add-in is saved and reloaded. And what you just noticed was not only the content add-in, but the formula was preserved. And I'll talk about how that is done later in the slides. Okay. Next, I'm going to create a commands add-in. So here, you see that it says version overrides. It's because the commands add-in was developed later, and this is a way to say this is a new type of extension. So I'm going to say version overrides v1.0, which is again to say it's a new type of add-in. And here, just like before, like content add-in, host, you say type equal notebook, so that it is for OneNote. And an extension point, you say primary command surface. This implies that we are updating the ribbon. And here, you say custom top. This is where you basically list down the configuration of the ribbon you want. And we're going to say custom top, meaning that it's an entirely new tab. And then you specify group, label, control. But what you see is that it's all resource ID so that these labels can be localized. In a control, I want to add a button. And then you have all the tooltip, supertip, and icon. For the action, when you're clicking on the button, we want to launch a task pane. And then source location, this is where you specify the ID of the, which locates the URL of the web page that we want to host inside of the task pane. Okay, so that's how you create a new tab and a new button that launches the task pane. I'm also going to add a context menu. So in the extension point for the context menu, you put this keyword, context menu. And the control, I'm going to have a button in the context menu, which has all the other things like title, description, and the action is where you say this keyword is going to, clicking on a button will execute a function. And the function name of the function it's going to execute is add a page. So below, so these are the URLs. So distributed page URL is which the task pane is going to host. And this is a URL. The next one, res ID desktop function URL, is where the add page is defined for the right-click context menu. Okay, I'm going to save this. Go back to OneNote. I'm going to sideload this manifest file. Okay, so like you expected, it created this new tab called Class Notebook with a group called Content and Distribute Page. So clicking on it, we launch this task pane. And then I also added right-click context menu. I'm going to right-click so that add page shows up. So clicking on it, it did add a page. Next, I'm going to show how to modify existing tab by adding a new group and a button to it. So it's going to be a Wikipedia add-in. Just like before, you have to say version overrides XSI type equal version of overrides v1.0 to indicate it's a new type of manifest. And then host, we give a notebook. Extension point, again, to say it's a ribbon primary command surface. And add a button to it. What's that? Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. Thank you. So because we are modifying the existing tab, instead of custom tab, you say office tab. And then the ID is we're basically modifying the home tab. Okay. And then the clicking on that button will show the task pane. Again, the source location is resource ID so that the localized web page will show up for the correct locale. Okay, so the URL of the task pane that is that task pane is going to host is the Wikipedia web page. Okay, I'm going to save this. Just make sure I got everything. Okay. So notice that when you inserted this Wikipedia add-in that is inserted the home tab, it jumps to the home tab, and on the right, it creates this button. So opening Wikipedia created, and then it opened the task pane. So far I talked about how to create various form of add-ins. Now I'm going to demo how they all together create rich and compelling scenarios. So this is a class notebook, which is a notebook template that is popular amongst teachers and students. It's popular because it makes it easy for teacher and student to collaborate together. The scenario I'm going to tackle is a teacher wants to create a handout and distribute the handout to the students. And student is going to receive that handout and go through the content and exercise it. So I'm a teacher now, and I'm going to create a page. And it's going to be called Trigonometry. I'm going to tell the class, learn about sine, cosine, and tangent before coming to class. Next class. Use tool below to draw graphs. And I'm going to insert that content add-in, equation content add-in that we created. And then I'm going to class notebook, add in the commands that we created, and I'm going to open this distribute page task pane. It's going to read the contents of the OneNote. And displayed all the sections that teacher may be interested in to distributing this page. So the teacher is going to select the handouts and distribute it. So it is done. So Fang Wang is the student in the class, is going to receive this page. And learns that, my teacher has assigned me the handout. Oh, I want to learn about sine and cosine, but I don't know what sine and cosine. I don't know about this. So I'm going to go to the home tab and open Wikipedia. And I want to learn about the trigonometry. So I'm going to select it, and it appears. And learn about what it is, and also what is a cosine, and learns all that. And I'm going to try to see how the graph looks like. And you learn it. So this is how a combination of this different experience can create rich and compelling scenarios. So coming back to the slides, so we showed how we have various extension points that creates powerful, that is powerful, but we haven't talked about how the add-in can interact with OneNote. And that's what makes it really truly extensive. So how do we do it? We expose JavaScript APIs that Adding can interact with. So at the top, so on the left, this is OneNote client. And on the right, we have the object model that we expose. At the top of it, we have this application object, which literally maps to the OneNote client itself. And then OneNote client, so the application contains list of notebooks. We have a math and then employee experience. Inside of this notebook, you see list of sections and section groups. The tab icon indicates section, and this folder icon indicates a section group. Inside of a section group, you also, again, have list of sections and section groups. So they are recursive that way. In the main part of the canvas, on the top, it shows the list of sections again. And the active section is the morale event. On the right, inside of that morale event, it shows the list of pages that it contains. And the active page is transportation. Inside of this page, it has a title. And then it has list of page contents. If you played with OneNote before, OneNote allows to create a content that can be freely laid out in any X, Y position you want. So that's what page content is what allows that, because it has the X, Y coordinate you can set and retrieve. So there are a few types that we expose. One is image, and one is outline, which is you see right here. And we have this, for any objects that we don't expose so far yet, we capture that as another object. So you can at least refer to it and delete it or move it around. So inside of outline, it contains list of paragraphs. Each paragraph maps to a single line in this outline. So here, when and where is a rich text object. And this is date is also rich text object. And this is an image object. So other types of paragraph that we expose are table, inquired. And again, we have this object called other to capture the rest of it. Okay. So those were OneNote-specific APIs. So they're Office-shared APIs. These are a set of APIs that can be exposed by all Office clients. So general purpose add-ins like what you saw in Wikipedia, or Translator, Bing Maps, and there are a bunch of others that makes use of only these APIs so that they can run in all they can be run in all Office applications that implements them. OneNote exposes the APIs that you see here in the table. There are two sets of APIs that we expose. One is selections, another is settings. For selections, we have get and set selected data async, and document selection change event. These are really so that the developer can retrieve the text, the selected content, or even modify the selected content. In the example of the Wikipedia, it was handling this document selection changed event so that selecting a text, it was able to capture it and use it as a search string to display results in the task pane. Settings. We support get and set. And this is how the equation add-in that you saw was able to write the formula as a setting into OneNote, and when it reloaded, it was able to read it back and preserve that formula and show and graph it. So now I'm going to demo. I'm going to demo how to write an add-in that calls into OneNote APIs. So first I'm going to show where I'm going to start off. So it's a task pane that has nothing. I'm going to add three buttons. One button is to list all the pages in the OneNote that you see here. And another button is to traverse the page content and then display all the text properties in the pane. Another button is to create a content in the active page. So this is the HTML page that you saw. In this line, you have to include this, where the Office.js has the library where the OneNote API is defined. And below, I'm going to enable this button to list pages. Now, another thing I want to mention is in the JavaScript, you have to say office.initialize. You will initialize everything that is needed. So in the JavaScript file, so it starts with OneNote has takes the promise pattern, and this OneNote.run is the same pattern that you'll see with Excel and Word, and this is just how this is the pattern that we followed. So OneNote.run creates this context object. So this context object can access OneNote object model that you saw. So I'm going to say context.application, which is OneNote client, and get active notebook. So I'm going to assign that to a notebook variable. And I'm going to say load relationships, sections of the notebook, and pages of that sections, and the title property of those pages. And return context sync. So this one, when you call context sync, it compiles all these commands that you saw before and executes it to OneNote in a batch form. And OneNote will process it and return the results. When it is returned, the notebook will be filled with the relationships that we specified here. So I'm going to call get all pages. This is just a JavaScript code that will go through all the sections and all the pages in the sections and collect the title and return that result. And then we call the app show notification, which will show that result in a UI. So let's look at it. I'm going to reload so that button appear. So list pages. So you got the expected result. So this is how you can traverse the hierarchy and then understand the hierarchy of the notebook. Next, I'm going to enable a button to get all the text in the page. Save it. So same thing, OneNote.run. By the way, there's a lot of examples of this code in our API documentations, and you can take a look at that, how these APIs exactly work. So OneNote.run creates the context object, and context application get active page and assign it to the page, and load the relationship contents of that page and the type property of that contents. So when we execute context sync and the OneNote will process this command and return the results, and the page contents will be filled with type. Because we want to list all the text components on the active page, all I'm interested in is the outline object. So I'm going to check, as I iterate, I'm going to check if it's an outline. And I'm going to load paragraphs, a relationship, paragraphs, and types of those paragraphs. I'm going to collect it and then return context sync. and OneNote will process that again and return the results. And the outlines will be filled with paragraphs and type properties, a property type property. Okay? And when it's returned, I'm going to walk through all these paragraphs. And I'm only interested in the rich text because that's the only one that has the text property. So I'm going to collect it again and load text property of those paragraphs. In context sync, collect all the text, and I'm going to call app show notification. Let's run it. So it walked all the page content. So you see two outlines here. It only looked at outlines and fetched all the text, rich text object, and then got the result and displayed it. Next, I'm going to add a content to an active page. So OneNote I run that creates context object, and I'm going to get the active page, and then execute sync that will return the page. And to that page, I'm going to add an outline, and you specify the coordinates, so you want it exactly where you want it. And you provide the HTML content that will fill the outline. So this time, it's going to be just a text. And then to that outline, I'm going to say append a table. And it's going to be a 2x2 table, and you give the content a 2x2 array with filled contents. So I'm going to save it. Reload, and that appeared. So that's how you invoke OneNote APIs. Okay, Yeoman generator. To make it easy for developers to quick start on building OneNote add-in, OneNote has integrated with the Yeoman generator, which creates the scaffolding of the project files, such as manifest file of your choice of extension. And then, and also, the it creates the simple web page, which is Hello World. Not only that, it prepares self-hosted HTTP site, and with combination of the site loading mechanism you saw in OneNote Online, you can do all this development in one box, in local box, and be able to write an add-in code and validate and iterate quickly. Optionally, for TypeScript developer, you can install TypeScript IntelliSense, which improves the development experience. Deployments. OneNote has integrated with Office Store, where developer can publish an add-in, which will be publicly available to all OneNote users, which is a great opportunity for developers. So site loading is another way that you saw in a few of my demos, that it allows to write add-in and validate and quickly iterate. We are planning to be onboarded to Office 365 Admin Center, which is going to be the new way to batch deploy an add-in to organizations or in education. Now I'm going to invite back Fang Wang to finish the demo.
Thanks, Yan.
Hello. Hello. Oh, thank you. It's working. Okay, as we walk you through about how you can create and deploy an Office add-in for OneNote, we also want to let you know that a professional and compelling add-ins not only offers the functionalities, the good functionalities, but also should be designed and implemented as a compelling way. For example, you want your add-in to provide engaging first-time run experiences, provide the first-class UI experiences, also optimize for performance, and so on. To help you to achieve these, we've developed a set of UI design patterns and UX design patterns, building blocks, and libraries. We publish those informations into dev.office.com. Please feel free to go there, take a look, and download them, and apply them to your tour add-ins. These are all proved best practices. Will help you to make your add-in shining and effective. So to wrap all these things up, I'd like to give you a demo of the Outlook meeting details add-in, which built by OneNote team. A couple of years ago, OneNote developed this meeting details functionalities as a native feature within our desktop OneNote client. Since we released this feature, customers love it and use it a lot. We know that we need to build these features across our platforms. So now, with the benefits of using Office add-ins, which run write one time and run everywhere across our platform, we, as OneNote team, even decide to rebuild this V2 version of the functionalities through the Office add-in framework. In fact, we just shipped this add-in 2 weeks ago. You can go to OneNote online to see it. Let me give you a demo. So this is OneNote Online. As you can see on the top right, there's a meeting details add-in here, which allows you to get your calendar informations directly within OneNote. And you could pull in your calendar informations from your Exchange services directly to OneNote. This will help user to save time when taking meeting notes, because you don't need to type in the meeting titles, participants, you know, meeting details informations again when you want to actually take meeting notes. So the add-in extend the existing ribbon tab, home tab, and add one buttons here. The add-in also using the task pane as the main UI to interact with the user. The add-in then calls the JavaScript API, which I demoed you just now, to send the rich text content to the OneNote canvas, as you just saw. And the interesting part is the add-in actually retrieve the information from Exchange service, also from the HTTP REST-based API, which Outlook and Exchange team offers. So that means we all architecture this add-in as a way that not only OneNote and Microsoft can build it, but also every one of you can actually build the same functionality by yourself. So this is really just the power of Office as a platform can give you. Okay, so OneNote team is working very hard to bring the Office add-in framework to all of our clients. Here is our roadmap of it. If you're using OneNote Online, the framework is already available since it's August. The next one will be the OneNote Windows 10 Store app, which will be available by the end of this calendar year. After that, we will deliver the platform to OneNote 2016, which will be early next year. OneNote for Mac, iOS, and Android will get the framework support after that. Last, so from this session, we hope you better understand what are the OneNote extensibility scenarios we can support and are able to find out which scenarios actually fit in your organization's needs and be able to start building your first OneNote add-ins. To get more information about the APIs we talk about today and frameworks we talk about today, you can go to the folder of reading links we present here. You can also engage with us from different channels we listed here. Okay, so thanks for coming to our sessions. And I hope you all have a great weekend in Atlanta. We can take questions if you have any. Thank you. Yeah, please.
From the example you gave earlier on around the embedded HTML, how does that support co-authoring? So can the teacher see what the student's working on that web page at that time?
Oh, so the question is, if you embedded that object into Canvas, how student can view it? Is that
no? It's how can the teacher see what the student is currently working on? Does it support the co-authoring? So if the student and the teacher are looking at the same page on two different devices, do the teacher see the page when it's first loaded, or they see what the student is actually working on at that time?
Right. Yeah. So the setting is saved inside of OneNote page. So OneNote natively supports co-authoring. So the saved setting by the student will appear in the same in the content.
So
I'll have the teacher.
Thank you. I'll have more information for that.
That wasn't quite my question. It's the HTML part that's been embedded into it. So the graph they put into some particular measurements into that graph into that HTML page. Does the teacher see that and the co-authoring in a separate browser?
So in that case, it depends on that web application itself whether that supports co-auth or not.
Right. Okay.
So if that application supports co-auth and it's signed in with a Microsoft ID, then you can see the real-time kind of changes from both student and teacher. If the web application itself doesn't support co-auth, then the information that that students and teacher modified can still be persisted into OneNote, but you won't be able to see that kind of co-auth experiences.
Have you got any more details on the time frame for the app catalog to be integrated via the admin center where you can assign an admin to a group of users when that's going to be?
Oh, what was the question?
So the question is there any timeline about the admin center support?
Not specific timeline, but I believe first it will be the rest of the, Word and PowerPoint will be available, and OneNote we're trying to be onboarded, but we don't have a specific timeline.
Okay.
But we'll be. Do you have a very good need for it? Fairly early.
We have add-ins that we'd like to deploy.
Okay, then.
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
And I think right now, I think just a couple of weeks ago, the admin center deployment is still in preview status. We are actually have some emails in the inbox exchange with their team and discuss how is the right time frame to deploy OneNote to that admin center, and I don't think it's been very long, because we also need to support the school scenarios, which is one of the OneNote focus in this year, and schools have a lot of requirements for that.
So that sounds cool. Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Do you guys have any place for where code examples are, or the API that we can?
Yeah. So in the last slides. So if you go to the building OneNote JavaScript API, that link will point to the GitHub, we have a bunch of samples to invoking APIs.
So I heard that this slides will be distributed to all of you through the Ignite applications you may already installed on your phone. So you can download the deck and type on the link. In general, you can go to two places to get all the information. One is dev.onenote.com. That's one. The other one is dev.office.com. So that's two kind of a main entry point. You can go there and get those information.
Yeah. Is integrating OneNote with Flow on the roadmap?
Is integration OneNote to the phone?
Flow. Microsoft Flow.
Microsoft Flow. We don't have that plan on our OneNote backlog right now, but I believe that if any third party or Flow team wants to do that, they can use the framework that we provided to do that, but we don't have that plan right now on the backlog.
Okay.